Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a joke, a story, something other than a recorded song, and I call those things Wombats. And I don't have any wombats for tonight, so I'll make a point of getting a few wombats for next week. But tonight, I've got a special sort of theme. I went to an event Friday night, and they played a lot of music, and it got me thinking about different kinds of music. And I thought of these songs, most of them, and I got the rest. They're all soft, gentle songs. Now, they're not all happy songs. Some of them are pretty sad, but all of them are soft and gentle, and they're all powerful songs. Some I've played recently, but they're ones I like a whole lot, and I'm glad to play them again because they fit this theme. So every song on here, in my mind, fits into kind of a motif, a theme. And I'll start off with The Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters. And this is a song about, it has a message, and I think it's a good message, an important message. So I'll play it for you, and you can hear Gretchen Peters' message.
Damn this love. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing fight. 'Cause there ain't no point. There ain't. It's not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that you can't eat. Bless the damned who walk these halls. Thank you. Cause there ain't no drug, there ain't no cure to make it like it was before. Ain't no shelter from this heartbreak. The cure for the pain is the pain. The pain. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain.
That was Gretchen Peters singing The Cure for the Pain. I have a special attachment to that song because I was present at the concert where it was recorded, that particular recording, at the Barter Theater last year. Next up is Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek. This song is one of the more gentle songs I've ever heard. It's an old song. Apparently it goes back to at least the middle of the 19th century. The words and the tune both, I believe. So Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek, and it fits in my theme of soft music tonight.
Thank you. over the lea. The sweet scented bird shades my Mary in me. Nor thy crystal stream after a lovely glide, and winds by a cot where my Mary resides. How wanting thy waters, her snowy fillet, as gathering sweet flowerets, she stems thy clear gently sweet Afton among thy green braes. Flow gently sweet river, the theme of my lays. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. So flow gently sweet Afton, disturb not her dream.
Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek, and a gentler song I do not know. The next song is kind of a sad song, a broken heart, partially healed, and it's by Gretchen Peters again, the same as the first artist on the show. This I did hear her sing this song, but this is from a record, a CD, and it's got a message too. It's someone who's living a life with some pain, but moving on and doing the best they can, which is all any of us can do. So, and this time, the song is called 5 Minutes, and interestingly, the time to play the song is exactly 5 minutes.
I've got 5 minutes to sneak a cigarette, 5 minutes to myself. Back behind the screen door of Andy's Luncheonette, and I ain't got time to worry about my health. My boss Andy says I smoke myself to death, and he reminds me some of you. Back when you were Romeo and I was Juliet, West Texas, Capulet, and Montague. Now I don't think too much about you anymore. More than kids, it was nearly 20 years ago I shut and locked that door. Now I've got 5 minutes and not much time to reminisce. Most nights I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 before I stop. Jesse makes a sandwich if I sleep through supper time. And she leaves me on the couch to sleep it off. Now Jesse just turned 17 and she's wild as she can be. And there ain't nothing I can do. Last weekend she ran off meet a boy in Tennessee, just like I used to run to you. And I gave her hell when she came home this afternoon. Mascara on her face. It seems like history. I can see it in his eyes. He'd love to take your place. But something deep inside me just withers up and dies. To make love to him and only see your face. Somehow I've let myself go and gently down the street.
Five Minutes by Gretchen Peters. One of the lines I like in there a lot was looking back to her past. She said, "You were Romeo and I was Juliet. West Texas, Capulet and Montague." The Shakespearean, Shakespeare is such a high level of art, sort of the ultimate culture. And West Texas is kind of the earthiest part of America in my mind. And so it's kind of a great contest. So that was 5 minutes. Next up is Angel Wings by Zoe Speaks. It's not, the music isn't quite as gentle as the earlier songs or the later songs, but the theme is. And so it speaks to me in that way. And it is a gentle song just the same. But listen for the words. See if you can figure out who's leaving or what's happening. It isn't clear. It's ambiguous. But you can sort of have your own opinion, and I have mine. This is Zoe Speaks singing Angel Wings.
I cry out into the night. Sometimes I feel so all alone, lost and helpless, hurt and blind. Restless sleep comes over me, and a golden light appears. A voice of music speaks to me. Your soul, the universe around you rings. I have come to
take you home, bear you up on angel wings.
Up we go into the night.
Zoe Speaks. Well, this gives me a chance to philosophize a little bit. In the 70s, there was a big movement, the Beatles were a big part of it, looking at other religions and other philosophies, and one of them was a branch of Hinduism that looks on life as reincarnation, in which we come back as many times as we have to complete the process of reaching the highest level of the game, of becoming completely enlightened. And those people are called ascended masters. Once they have finished their reincarnation cycle, they don't have to come back. But some of them do choose to come back in this philosophy to help the others move on. So many people began the search. And even those of us who weren't completely convinced that this was a real thing, that, you know, that we didn't believe it, even those of us chose to go on and seek to find some of the gains that could be gained by what they were seeking. For me, the next two songs are part of that search, and especially the second one. The first song is a song, the first time I heard it, it just caught me, and it's Crystal Gayle. She's singing "We Must Believe in Magic," and there's something magical about the song. And it's not overtly spiritual, I wouldn't say, but it still has overtones. And so I play it for you. And if you want to think about reincarnation and moving on, she says, "We must believe in magic."
Thank you. God is the captain of Alpha Centauri. We must be out of our minds. Still we are shipmates bound for tomorrow. And everyone here's flying blind. At your command. Mad is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. Bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri. Nothing can turn it around. Oh, we must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding. Your command. La 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 la.
That was Crystal Gayle singing We Must Believe in Magic. And the next song is The Beatles. Well, it's George Harrison. It was his first song after he left The Beatles. And they had been through a strong period influenced by the Indian philosophy and religion, Hindus and others. they had some music he made with Ravi Shankar. And this one is called My Sweet Lord. And one thing, I went to a talk recently, and the man was talking, comparing religions, he mentioned the three major monotheistic religions, the ones that have just one God, are Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And he said the other religions, like Buddhism and Hinduism and Taoism, don't believe in just one God. They believe that all gods are one, and they have many gods, and therefore they accept the Christian gods and Christ and Jesus and Muhammad. They're just more of the people, the many gods. So it's from that tradition that the My Sweet Lord comes. He's not singing to a particular god, although those who hear it often think he's singing to their god, and he is. He's singing to all of them. Very interesting sort of point of view. Anyway, this one, the first time I heard it, I liked the music a lot, and it has a very spiritual feel to it. Although it doesn't restrict itself to a particular religion, at least not in my mind. In any case, it's one of my top 10 songs, and I play it for you now. So this is My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. It's not quite as soft and gentle as the other songs I've been playing, but the message is... Thank you. Well, that was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. And I'll talk a little more about that after I tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's FM 90.7, your college and community station. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC is for Emory Henry College, WEHCFM.com. So you could pick up my show from Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 anywhere in the world just by tuning in to the internet and picking up this radio station, WEHCFM.com. In fact, I often listen to shows on my iPhone or other device over the internet, and you can, it's sort of fun. Anyway, it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and I do love every song I play, and I wouldn't play it if I didn't. So I so much enjoy picking the songs and sitting here listening to them. It's just a joy. one of the great pleasures that I get each week. And I hope that some of you appreciate some of the songs. And we don't all like all the same songs, so I know that. But I try and find ones that as many will like as possible. So I've been talking about enlightenment and the spiritual search and that sort of thing. And everybody has a little bit of that in them, and some more than others. And all major religions have these things. And I like to think that they share some things. All of the major religions, they share the attempt to get into a kind of mystic state of consciousness. I think of it as the sweet spot. The sweet spot in each religion is the chance to have this experience of feeling connected with the universe. I don't know that I've ever had it enough to describe it very well, and those who have had it sort of say it's not something you can describe verbally. So in any case, a lot of these songs are playing around with that. We Must Believe in Magic and My Sweet Lord. And the next one, though, is specifically Christian. I think the sweet spot exists in every major religion, and they each have their own paths and music to get there. So this is one that has to do with the birth of Jesus. And Jesus is the center of the sweet spot, I think, in many cases, for the Christian religion. And this particular song catches sort of the wonder and joy of the coming into our world of Jesus Christ, the Savior in that religion, and the place where many go to find this mystical consciousness. So that's if you believe that, I think that's wonderful, and it helps you get there. And I think others can get there too. So this is a song that I think portrays one person's vision. And it is called Morning in Bethlehem, and it's sung by a woman, Donna Ulise. So this is Morning in Bethlehem. Was Morning in Bethlehem by Donna Ulise. Well, the next song, in keeping in the theme, I would call this a non-denominational sweet spot. It's Over the Rainbow, sung by, I always have trouble with his name, Israel Kamakawiwo Ole, a Hawaiian man. It's just him and his ukulele. There's no other instrument in this song. And it's over the rainbow, you know, somewhere over the rainbow. But still, as I said, I think it's a kind of a non-denominational sweet spot. It has its own place of holy places. It's a sacred song in some ways to me. Here it is, Over the Rainbow. That was Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakawiwo Ole. Next up is Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy.
So she took her love for among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. There have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
That was Eva Cassidy with Fields of Gold. And the last song of the show is Wingless Angels by John Stewart.
Sure is a long way home, and
That was Wingless Angels by John Stewart. Well, I've just got time to sneak in a little bit of a song that I think expresses the state of mind that for most of us is, or for me, as close as I'll ever get to full enlightenment. This is Judy Collins singing How Can I Keep From Singing, and I'll just play part of it.
Above earth's lamentation, I hear the real, the far off hymn that hails the new. It sounds an air.
So that was Judy Collins singing How Can I Keep From Singing. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. We come to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And now it's time to wish you a good week and ask you to join me in doing something I ask you every week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.